everybody, it's Matt Romano, and here's the latest from Sci-Fi Wire and the worlds of science fiction, fantasy, and horror for Monday, July 20th, 2020. Netflix is going all in for its most expensive movie ever. The streamer has greenlit a $200 million blockbuster from the Russo brothers. It's described as a James Bond-style espionage thriller, starring Ryan Gosling as a spy on the run and Chris Evans as the agent tasked with tracking him down. Netflix has already been putting out theatrical-level films for a while now, but this looks to put them into the AAA bracket. Hasbro is going old school with its new line of retro G.I. Joe action figures and vehicles. The set is sure to appeal to anyone who came of age in the 1980s. Parts of the throwback sets will be Walmart exclusives, and some available directly from Hasbro. It's not much of a surprise, but it's now official. Falcon and the Winter Soldier will not make its planned August release date on Disney+. The Marvel TV series, spun off from the MCU, was expected to be the first major Marvel original on the new streaming service. But the pandemic delayed filming, and now it's expected to miss its planned release. No word yet on when we might see the series. Jurassic World Dominion is one of the few blockbusters actually back in front of the camera, and star Bryce Dallas Howard has the bruises to prove it. The actress showed off an armful of fresh bruises on social media, which she earned during one of the film's stunt sequences. The film is still aiming to hit its June 11, 2021 premiere. Netflix's new original series Cursed is live on the streaming service, and critics were largely impressed with the fantasy epic. The show reimagines the King Arthur mythos with a female twist, focusing in on the future Lady of the Lake. Critics praised the concept and cast, though some noted it didn't elevate to high art. That said, still sounds like a fun binge. Season 1 is now on Netflix. Impressed by Netflix's next movie? Have some Falcon and the Winter Soldier theories? Binging Cursed? Tell us all about it on Twitter at Sci-Fi Wire.